My name is Jessica McHugh, Director of Marketing here at Sage Advisory, and I have with me today Emma Smith, who is our ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance, or Sustainable Investing Research Analyst. Emma, you know, we've attended some conferences recently where we spoke with advisors who maybe were familiar with sustainable investing, but weren't sure how to go about identifying potential clients for ESG or sustainable investing portfolios. So maybe if you could start off by providing a brief overview of how Sage views ESG investing, and then we'll talk about how to identify clients who would be interested.
Sure. Thanks, Jessica. Well, environmental, social, and governance investing is really a comprehensive investment approach that considers a range of sustainability and ESG-related risks and opportunities in conjunction with traditional financial analysis. What this approach allows is it allows the investor to dig deeper into the sustainability practices of companies and investments and add another layer of risk mitigation to the overall investment process. Through this analysis, investors can select companies or investments that are more likely to have sustainable earnings over the long term. At Sage, we integrate these ESG factors into our investment process. Our goal with this is to generate repeatable and competitive rates of return with higher quantitative ESG metrics, allowing us to really achieve that double bottom line we hear about in ESG investing.
Okay. What would be some indicators that an advisor's client might be interested in ESG? Are there any telltale signs?
Well, we really think that ESG investing is an investment style that works for any type of client, given that ESG investing is a way of digging deeper into sustainability practices of companies' investments and really adding that additional layer of risk mitigation. But if you're looking for some very clear indicators or telltale signs that would identify a client that would be a natural fit for ESG investing, you could look for some of the following signs. Are they transitioning their assets to their children? Are they active in social and environmental causes? Are they involved with religious, nonprofit, or any charity organizations? Have they discussed recycling or similar topics with you? Do they favor brands that are about the environment and maybe a social cause, like think Tom's Shoes or anything of that nature? Do they drive an electric or hybrid car or bike to work or walk to work? Do they use a reusable water bottle or reusable straw? Or maybe the household finances are managed by the woman. So these are just kind of some signs you can look for, but as I said, we really think ESG investing is an investment style that works for anybody.
And so you mentioned that last one there, household finances are managed by the, you know, a female in the household. You know, one of maybe an obvious indicator that somebody might be interested in sustainable investing, and this is backed up by data, is either they're a millennial or they're a woman. Can you talk a little bit about those two demographics?
Yeah. Well, we really see multiple reasons that ESG investing has gone to the mainstream. One, values-based investing has become more important, and two, demographics are changing. So women are expected, and millennials are expected, to control a considerable portion of private wealth going into this next year, 2020. And studies show that the majority of women consider ESG concerns somewhat or extremely important, and the majority of millennials consider their investments a way to express their social, political, and environmental values. So you can see how this demographic change will likely bring even more client demand to the marketplace for ESG investing.
Okay, great. You know, if you kind of did a little bit of this analysis and just talking with your client, and maybe you think that they are interested in sustainable or ESG investing, are there specific questions that you might ask them?
Yeah. Well, a really great way to break the ice with clients and prospective clients in terms of ESG investing would be to ask them just three simple questions. One, do you want your investment dollars to reward companies that have a positive impact? Two, is your existing investment portfolio in line with your personal values? And three, if two portfolios offered the same returns, but one answers yes to the above two questions that I just asked, and the other one doesn't, which one would you choose?
Right, you would think that would be an obvious choice.
Very easy choice right there.
Perfect. Well, I hope that was helpful for some advisors who are starting to identify clients that might be interested in ESG or sustainable portfolios. As always, please don't hesitate to reach out to Sage for more information. Thank you.
Sage Advisory Services is a registered investment advisor that provides investment management services for a variety of institutions and high net worth individuals. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice or an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security, strategy, or investment product. Investors should make their own decisions on investment strategies based on their specific investment objectives and financial circumstances. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. For additional information on Sage and its investment management services, please view our website at www.sageadvisory.com or refer to our Form ADV, which is available upon request by calling 512-327-5530.